Welcome to the Wait What If podcast, Futurism Friday number 2. We're going to give this one another go. I actually kind of like these. I got a lot of good feedback and everything from our little short episodes. They're kind of fun, very stress-free, and I don't know. We get to talk about some of my favorite stuff, which is the future. However, as I say that, I'm looking, and my co-host here has disappeared off of
what?
Oh wait,
I'm okay. Here.
You're there, but your screen is black. Yeah, your camera went off again.
Oh,
so I don't know.
But
what
you can
is.
Hear me. That's the important thing.
Yeah, I can hear. And actually, it looks like mine's off too. Can you see me?
I can see you.
Really? Mine shows blackness, and it shows. Maybe it's my thing might be a little goofy here.
Well, it's that shitty Microsoft Pro.
And we were just talking about this for the listeners as we were getting ready for the program. I have switched from Apple products to Microsoft and basically non-Apple products. And I am absolutely 100% fine about that. I am because, I mean, to be honest with you, I have I think this is an iPad 2 or 3. I think it's an iPad 3, and I've had absolutely zero problems with it. It's actually been really, really good. So there's no real reason about the iPad. The iPad works great. But the iPhone, I mean, every time they come out with a new iPhone, I'm just not impressed. I don't know. Are you?
Right. No, I mean, they're not. I mean, ever since Steve Jobs kind of went away, i.e., passed away. I mean, it's been difficult for them to
ever
really
since he was fired from
life.
It's just
been a lot of iteration.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, until I see, and I think we talked about this on the show before, until I see the phone from Westworld, I'm not going to go out and buy it because it's the same damn thing. It's just a little bit faster. You were going to say something.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, that's been the case with Samsung as well. And I would even say Microsoft. I mean, Microsoft had actually a really nice phone. People really liked it, but it just didn't go very far for some strange reason. But all of them haven't really, I mean, none of them have been the exponential increase in, have represented that exponential increase in technological advancement that we expect.
Yeah, I want to be
wowed.
That we
seem to now expect we want that like every year, which is ridiculous. We need to stop. Maybe not. Maybe we'll get that soon, but right now, no.
Like I said, the one, like when they start having foldable screens and, you know, something that can be a handheld device and then kind of flip open to more of a, what do you call it? Tablet type of thing or something like that. Then I'll be impressed. I need something. No, you know, I do fine. I do fine with my S5 and my Pro 4. So yeah, that's what started this whole conversation. I really, really like my Surface Pro 4 and that's going to be my laptop actually. I mean, it's a tablet, but it works perfect as a laptop. So, I mean, you know what? Actually, it kind of is a laptop, too. It's a what they call a hybrid, I think.
See, I don't understand because I've never had one laptop computer that didn't get extremely laggy on me after within, I want to say, 3 months of owning it. Brand new, high quality. I would look up the ratings. All of them. Complete pieces of crap after 3 months.
What were you getting? Were you getting like the Acer?
And it's not like, and no, I'm not like, you know, going on and like downloading all these viruses. Like yeah. I don't have that
it's
kind
of the websites
of activity.
You're visiting.
I'm literally using these things for like email and maybe some Facebook. And every single time I just have the worst, I don't know, maybe I've just had bad luck.
You got to try the Pro 4, I'm telling you. And I think there's a Pro 5 coming out or whatever they're going to call it, the next generation. And if it's anything better than this one, then it's going to rock because this thing's fast. It's good. I can edit my show. I've been doing everything on it. And then when we finally get this video aspect down pat, I'm going to actually do all my video editing on there too. But we digress. This is the Wait What If podcast, Futurism Friday. The first song, or that song that we came into, it was perfect for this episode. It's Pogo. You can go to his website, and I every time I try to plug his website, every single time, I completely forget what it is, and so I talk like this, and I have to drag out my discussion to get to... Actually, if you just Google Pogo, you're going to find it. And this one was called Pogo, P-O-G-O. It's called Time Machine. And I think it's like pogomusic.net or something. Sorry, man. I actually contacted him. I was like, can I use your music? And he's like, yeah, no problem. Just give me a plug. So I guess that plug's good enough. Right,
Pogo? You can't go to pogo.com. I think that's like another website.
Yeah, don't go to pogo.com. All right, fine. I'll take the time to look it up. It is... Pogo Mix, pogomix.net. You can go on there and see all his music, and he's really talented. He's just got some chill, cool stuff, and he always mixes in not Back to the Future movies, and this one was Back to the Future, but it fits perfectly with our discussion of Futurism Friday. And it's funny, this is the second Futurism Friday, and our topics are going to be artificial intelligence and how it's going to help you. You know what? When I describe this, it's going to sound so boring. Everyone's going to turn it off. So you better make this topic really cool. So artificial intelligence.
Don't say that.
And how it's going
to
and how it's going to help you file your taxes.
Oh no!
I used to have a cricket thing. I don't have the cricket anymore, but I don't know. We'll see what Savannah says about that. And then the second thing, since this is only the second episode, but we are going to digress from the typical futurism talk and talk about an experience that happened to me. And I guess this would piggyback on the last episode last week when we had John Mathis on talking about astral projection and near-death experiences and that stuff. So we'll leave it up to the listeners. I'll put it on Twitter here. What do you want to start with first, taxes or the interesting thing that happened to me? Okay.
I feel like I just got you just threw me under the bus. You're taxes or this really interesting mystery story.
I know. Yeah.
What do you want to listen to?
I did that on purpose. It's called Theater of the Mind. I'm trying to, whatever. Okay. So let me tell you what happened this weekend. Actually, it all starts after... hurricane, was it Matthew? I don't remember. What was the hurricane that came through here?
I think that's it.
Okay. So Hurricane Matthew blows through North Carolina, and it was bad. It was a bad hurricane. And afterwards, I kind of learned some things that I needed to do to prepare for hurricanes, like have some water and stuff, because we were out of water and out of power and all that. And then while I was getting everything ready, I'm like, you know what? I bet you having an axe in my truck would be something good. You know, what if I'm driving down the road and I guess if there's a big tree, I'm not going to just axe the thing to pieces, right? But I thought, I don't know, it'd probably be good to have an axe in my truck. So I take my trusty axe, I put it in my truck, and I completely forget about it.
I mean, really, though, I mean, when you're driving around, let's just stop right there. Okay. I want to know who thinks that an axe is going to be that useful in their truck? Like, really? When are you going to use that? When do you actually think you're a whatever year old man? You're like not, you're long in the tooth at this point.
27 year old man. Yeah.
27 year old. You've been driving your car around for a while.
Yeah.
And you've never needed. Have you ever needed an axe? Has there ever been a time when you're like, I wish I fucking had an axe?
You know what? I've never needed an axe, to be honest with you. But it came to my mind that maybe I'd need an axe. And if I ever need an axe, I'd say, hey, got an axe. So I put this axe into the back of my truck and I completely forget about it. And then as I'm saying this, I'm like in my head trying to figure out how long I've been driving. I guess it's 24 years. 24 years? Really? I'm not that old. Am I 16, 24, 30? God damn. Yeah, I am. I've been driving for almost a quarter of a century. Never had an axe in my truck. So here I am. I'm going to make a story interesting rather than completely boring and talk about how long I've been driving. We were just out with the kids, and it's about 5 o'clock at night, and we're heading home. and we're going down kind of a busy highway. I would call it like a two-lane busy road, you know, lots of cars on it. And we come around the corner, and there's this lady standing in the middle of the road. She's waving her hands. And I, being a PA, I pull over, or actually I roll down my window, and I'm like, is everything okay? Do you need any help or anything like that? And she said, he's foaming at the mouth. He's foaming at the mouth. And she points over to a car that is off the road, kind of up a hill. And I didn't really see it when I came around the corner. And I'm thinking, well, this isn't good. So I pull over and I get out and I start walking towards the car. And she said, he's in the driver's side. It's a Camaro, a modern one, like, I don't know, maybe a 2016, 2017. And I start smelling smoke too at this point. I'm like, I thought that maybe just because the car, something was wrong with it, I was smelling like, you know, something burning or something like that, which turns out I was. So I look in there and I see the guy, doors are locked. I'm like, okay. And I do see him. He's passed out and he is foaming at the mouth. So as I say that, I hear whoosh and the front of the car gets engulfed in flames. And I'm like, holy shit. So I run over back to my truck. Actually, I sit there at first. I'm thinking, what should I do? And then I remember it dawns on me. I have an axe in the back of my truck. So I run over, I grab the axe out of the back of my truck. I smash the window on the passenger side because I didn't want to accidentally axe his face as I'm trying to save him. And now the fire is really like kicking up. Like things are starting to pop and the smoke's getting really thick and black. And I don't remember a lot that happened from this point on. I know the general things, but I don't remember specifics. And there's a reason for that. Now my medical knowledge is going to come out. But when you're under stress, your brain it tries to work on muscle memory, especially if it's a task that, like, I don't know, running away from a bear. You know, you don't want to have to think about it too much. You don't want to have to use your higher thought processes. You want it just to be primitive thought processes, run and get away. So what happens is it bypasses the part of your brain which makes memories. And because of that, thoughts happen a lot quicker, which makes you perceive the world as moving a lot slower, which is why when people say, you know, it happened 30 seconds, but it felt like 20 minutes or whatever, that's exactly what's going on. But you also miss the memory part. Like it a little bit gets put in the memory banks, but not a lot. So I digress into a boring physiology lesson there. But
no, that's interesting.
Yeah. So I smashed the window. I don't remember what happened next. There was some guy that came up, some little skinny guy. And I think I told him to unlock the car as I went around the other side to get to check on the driver. And so I guess he unlocked it because I went around to the driver's side and I opened the door. And this guy slouched over, and the first thing I think of, and there's smoke now in the car itself. So the first thing I think to do is turn the car off. I guess it made sense. So I turn the car off.
Wow.
And then I'm looking for a seatbelt. When you put a seatbelt on, you know where you click it down on your right side.
Yeah.
But when you're trying to get a passed out guy in a car that's on fire and you're totally hyped up on adrenaline, you can't, you don't remember anything. I'm like, I'm trying to get the seatbelt off. And I'm like, how do I do this?
Yeah.
So yeah. I followed it around and I unclip it. And, and I forgot to mention, I'm about, I don't know, 5'8", 5'9", 180 pounds. This guy was about 6'2", 300 pounds.
Whoa.
So it's like everything was just sucking. Like it just kept, things kept getting worse and worse and worse. So I undo his seatbelt and I reach in and I grab his arm and I just start pulling and this dude is heavy. I drag him and I pull him out on top of me and his legs were still, it was really hard. That was probably the hardest part, was trying to get him out of the car. And then by this time there's big flames and people are looking at the side of the road and they're recording with their phones.
Really?
Yeah. People had their cell phones out recording.
People just standing around. You're like trying to lug this person to safety.
Well,
people are just recording it. Nobody's
guy.
Helping.
No. People did help. There was probably four people because there was the skinny guy that came up and opened the door. And then there was like, I want to say two other guys that came over. So we end up, and people are running around. There's people screaming. The lady originally who was there is like, the car's going to blow up. The car's going to blow up. I mean, she's screaming. There was another guy running around. And then I was like, Kevin, this is a stressful situation. This is what you're trained for when I was in the military. So then I'm like, what am I doing trying to drag this guy? So I stand up and I was like, you grab a leg. We're going to lift on three. We're going to get this guy 100 yards out of here. 1, 2, 3. We all lifted him up. We drag him 100 yards away. I figured that would be a safe distance from a car that looks like it's about to explode. And we put him down, and then the ambulance shows up, and I just grab my, I also had my medical bag. I grabbed that, and I went home. But it was funny. The guy was kind of combative. I think he was in like a diabetic shock, and he's getting real combative, and he's like, "What? Why are you guys doing this to me? Why are you guys doing this to me?" And he kind of sat up a little bit, and then the little skinny guy goes, "Man, look at your damn car." And he points over to it, and the car's, you know, just completely engulfed in flames at this point. And he goes, "Ugh." And then he falls over and passes out.
Oh,
yeah, I thought that was pretty good. So, that's my incredible story.
That's amazing.
But what's more incredible, and this is what I was saying. And I lost my axe, but luckily, my friend is on the fire department, and he actually picked it up. I guess he found it, and I got my axe back. So I'm pretty happy about that.
Hey, so that, how about that?
That axe is now in my truck still. It's a lucky axe.
Not to be used for another 38 years.
I know, right? Because it's not... 24 years, I've never had to use an axe. So let's go back to that. What do you think happened there? 24 years I've been driving, never had to be in any situation like this. Then within a couple months of me deciding to put an axe in my truck, like it just came to me, bing, put an axe in your truck. I have to use it. And without it, that guy would have died easily. Yeah. He would have burnt up. And if you go to the spot, it's just woods and leaves. There's like a couple rotting logs. They wouldn't have worked to smash the window. I had to really like, I don't know if you ever broke a window in a car.
No.
You have to swing.
Actually, dude, I have with my hand.
What? Really?
Yeah, I literally, I was smashing a mosquito on the windshield and I did this and it cracked the window.
Are you serious?
And I was literally a teenager.
What, like the windshield, like in front?
Yeah, it was kind of, I guess it was. There's some sort of weird, I really wanted that mosquito dead. I don't know. I don't know what happened, but I actually trust that it's actually a very difficult thing to do outside of some, whatever weird,
just hit it on the sweet spot.
Yeah. Whatever happened that day. I don't know what that was.
So,
but no, I understand that it would have been impossible. You wouldn't have been able to smash it.
Maybe with enough adrenaline, maybe with enough, because I used to do MMA. So I know how to throw elbow punches. I mean, I suppose I could have maybe put my elbow through it. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, I wouldn't have let the guy burn up unless it just became, you know, either me or him. I guess at one point you got to kind of just say, all right, sorry, dude, I did everything I could. But but I had the axe and I smashed it open. And without him, he would have been dead.
Were your kids, like you said, you were driving around with your family. Yeah. Were your kids just like, my dad's a hero?
No, they were freaking out. They're 2 and 3. And my wife, all of them are just freaking out. My wife's like,
really?
Yeah, she's like, the only thing I could think of is, oh, I hope I know where his life insurance is. And yeah, so they were a little freaked out. But
afterwards.
Yeah, afterwards, my kids they keep talking about it. They were actually upstairs playing, and Maddie, my son, is running around going, "Quick, Summer, save the guy out of the burning car!" And he's running around trying to, you know, save his animals and stuff. So, I don't know. I hope it put a lasting effect on them to, I guess, be selfless. And I'm not. And the other thing too is I'm not gloating. You know, when something like this happens, it's like, oh, look at me. I'm not. But I just think it's an interesting story.
Yeah.
So what do you think happened there? Do you think that...
Mm-hmm. So there's two ways of looking at this.
Yeah.
In my opinion. So on the one hand, some people would say, okay, you're what's called the reticular activating system, which is the part of your brain where it kind of like looks for clues. It looks for things that it's expecting to see. So one camp would say, okay, because you put the axe in your car, you're looking for opportunities where you'll use it.
Okay.
So you're driving on the street and you said this guy was kind of like off in the distance and you couldn't really see him.
He was off the road, and had someone not pointed him out to me, I would have just been like, you know, there's a car. Cause it didn't look like it had completely smashed. I mean, it was just, I don't even think he went off the road that, I mean, he was up on a hill. The other part too, is I was dragging him out, the car started rolling back onto us. It stopped. I don't know who stopped it. Or if it hit like a little divot in the, but it stopped. And I was like, when that happened, it was like, what do I do? It's rolling. Oh, good. It stopped. Cause I was laying down and I had him. It was at that point. And what happened, I pulled him and it pulled the car off whatever it was sitting on. And the door was like, you know, coming towards us. It was probably a foot off the ground and it would have just come right up under both our legs. It was kind of odd. So that's the first one. And that makes sense because it's almost like when you hear a new word and then you see it everywhere. Or you're like, oh, that's a cool new car, and then you see 10 of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you get a new car with a stripe on the side, and suddenly all you see are trucks with stripes on the side.
That's right. go ahead.
So that's one hypothesis, and I see the scientific rationale behind that. I can totally see that. Right. The other hypothesis might be that Einstein hypothesized that time was just another dimension. And right now our 3D brains do not perceive that 4D, that fourth dimension. So we don't see time. We don't see the future or the past. We basically only see now. Mm-hmm. However, theoretically, it's all here. Like that fourth dimension is all kind of here. We just aren't able to perceive it or experience it.
And it's very hard for us to conceive that notion of all time being in one spot. But that
doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Theoretically, it's the case. It can't, because I have a three-dimensional brain. However, maybe some people, we don't really know what happens when we sleep. We don't really understand our dreams right now. What if there's a part of our dreams where we're actually able to kind of pick up things? Maybe we're actually able to perceive future or past in our dreams. And maybe that's what happened to you. Maybe you were dreaming and you dreamt about the future. You didn't realize it. You didn't think about it. You forgot your dream, but some part of it kind of stuck there in your subconscious. That's just a theory I'd like to throw out there.
No, I think it's very plausible. We have natural, or what we call endogenous within our body, DMT. And some think it has something to do with sleeping in our dreaming state. And if you consider when you're dreaming, you feel like you're traveling and you get weird messages and stuff like that. And maybe it is. Maybe you're dipping your toes into... I don't remember if we brought this up last week, but the idea of the brain, instead of creating consciousness, the brain receiving consciousness. So like an antenna.
Oh, yeah. From Eben Alexander's book.
Oh, yeah. Did you bring that up?
No, you did. You did.
I did.
Well, I knew about it, but I don't know. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah. That was the quote I read.
Right up last week.
Mm-hmm. So if that's the case, and when we take stuff like DMT and we're able to access, so instead of just receiving, we're able to actually, what's the opposite of receiving? Transmit. Or we're able to transmit, or we're able to access that part of our brain. I mean, I think it's very conceivable. It's not within the realm of known science, but it is possible. So I don't know.
It sounds outlandish, and like the old me would have been like, that's ridiculous. You've gone off into la la land, but now I'm kind of like, I really don't know that's not what happened. So,
but plus it's like,
and it is highly coincidental. That is definitely a fact.
What that? Yeah, the axe, the story I just told, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That you just happen to put an axe in your car. Who does that?
I do it now.
No offense, but nobody puts an axe in their car.
I bought my wife a SOG. SOG is a knife company. I bought her a hatchet, or actually it's called a tomahawk. So like one side is a point, the other side is a really sharp tomahawk or a blade. And now that's in her car. So if anyone tries to jack her car, they have to fight off a tomahawk and the fact that she is a concealed carry holder. So they'll have to fight off a couple rounds of whatever she's
carrying. Don't mess with Cara Sullivan.
I know. Okay. So what was the, I was thinking of another thing there, the DMT, the sleeping. Yeah. So, I mean, it's, I guess it's plausible. It's plausible that that happened. Oh, and then, here's another quick story, but you know, along that same line, my dad, my cousin had passed away. My dad was really, really good friends with him. Friends, meaning it was my mom's cousin actually. And, he was driving home and he decided to stop and get a cup of coffee at, the local diner, which in our town, small town, Hampstead, New Hampshire, little tiny diner. He pops in, grabs a coffee, and the guy, and he just sat down back in those days, but you know, about 20 years ago, and even in a small town, you would just sit at the diner and get a drink or, you know, drink coffee and, you know, whatever. And, and then see, you know, neighbors and stuff like that. And the guy sitting next to him, he kind of glances over and then glances back and glances over, was a friend that he had met, hadn't spoke to in about 10 years, that he only met through my cousin who had just died. They haven't kept touch. The guy was actually driving through the town and decided to stop in there and get a coffee on his way. And they've just both, I mean, coincidence, or is there some sort of messaging ability of our brain to, you know, to tap into stuff like that?
Maybe that, well, I mean, devil's advocate point of view, maybe you're always kind of searching for those types of clues. So your cousin just dies. So you're really thinking about your cousin and you're hypersensitive to any sort of cousin related item that you might find, whether it be a person or a thing, in which case you'd notice it. You'd be much more likely to notice it. So, okay. So on the one hand, it could be a huge coincidence that represents some sort of weird, I don't know, otherworldly sort of influence that we still can't comprehend. Or it could be that these types of things are happening all the time and we're just not noticing them because we're not kind of wiring our brains to notice cousin-related items or you know, what other friend-related items or whatever type of
had he not died and sat down, and my dad sat down, he wouldn't notice that the guy was next to him and it'd be a non-story, I guess.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. He might have had cousin, you know, people that he'd met through his cousin everywhere, and he just never noticed them before. But because of that, he was kind of hypersensitive to it.
Well, right now,
that's just another theory.
The new Kevin, really, I kind of want. So, I know that's not the right way to approach things like this, but I want some of these things to be true now. I think it's like the closer you get to death, the more you want there to be a. I don't know, another aspect to life than just brick and mortar living, and stories like this are interesting. You know, we burned through 28 minutes of this program already, and we're supposed to keep this down to 30 minutes on the new Futurism Friday.
Saving all of your listeners from listening to tax advice.
So just let's clear this up. Watson, so you wanted to talk about how Watson is helping people with their taxes. Okay, go ahead.
So, I mean, I think I should remind the listeners that during our predictions episode in 2017.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That I predicted that Watson would be, you know, widely spread throughout. But I was talking, you know, I was talking more about healthcare. I thought that Watson could be a woman, would be diagnosing people all over America, would be very rampant by the end of 2017. Okay, so, I mean, maybe we haven't seen that, but we are seeing that Watson apparently is being used by H&R Block. They are hiring, I guess they hired Watson to answer tax-related questions this season.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's
it's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know that Watson is completely doing people's taxes, but she is answering tax related questions.
So like a Oh, I might look
taking tax information and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's worth reading about with H&R. I think they're, Watson, IBM and H&R Block are teaming up on that initiative. So that's kind of interesting to hear about.
It's coming. I mean, you know, we're seeing just a little bit, but I'm telling you, and it's not even 20 years. It's going to be like 5 years.
I think
that we're going to be using more and more stuff like this.
I think it's going to be this year. I think it's going to be this year where we're just like all of a sudden incorporating all sorts of artificial intelligence into our everyday lives.
Right. Narrow scoped artificial intelligence.
Okay.
But I don't know if you would call Watson narrow scoped. I mean, he's not generalized artificial intelligence yet.
Oh, don't be a nerd about it. I don't know. Actually, I don't remember the difference between narrow scope and general. You're gonna have to explain that to me again. I didn't pay attention.
So you have narrow, which is like your smartwatch. You have general, which is like.
And that was Futurism Friday, everybody.
yeah. So next week, we're going to get together with John Taylor. He's going to tell us all about his experience. Yay! With, he's finally recouped. He is an old man and his bones tend to creak and crunch. So he was away from us for a little while, but apparently he's doing good. So we're going to try to get together next week and chat about his experiences with using the Ouija board. Now, everyone's heard of the Ouija board. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. But the fact that John is he's a level-headed guy.
Oh yeah.
You know,
he's even a bigger skeptic than you at this point.
Yeah.
He's not even entertaining any of this nonsense.
No, I wouldn't think, but then he did this and apparently he had some cool stories. Then of course we'll talk about some other stuff. So yeah.
Cool.
That's our episode number 2 of Futurism Friday.
Futurism Friday.
Yeah. You can check
us out. We talked about one futuristic thing.
I know, we did. And the rest was woo-woo stuff about me predicting the future and saving somebody's life. But, I didn't want to wait till next week. I suppose I could have, but it was just a cool story.
Yeah.
Also coming up, we're going to have, I said it and I don't have my notes here in front of me. There's this guy on YouTube. God damn it, it's not here in front of me. We'll talk about it next week. You can reach us at www.waitwhatif.com. Do you have to say that anymore? Do you have to do the 3W thing?
Well, World Wide Web actually takes less time.
That's true.
Saying that.
Do you know, I just say, you know, whatever.com, waitwhatif.com. And I think people get the point. It's like when you do the, people ask you to write down your email address somewhere. I'll do my name and then at Yahoo. Well, it's not my name, but it's, you know, at Yahoo. And then I just don't bother putting the com because seriously, at Gmail, you're not going to know to put .com at the end there.
I just typed in waitwhatif.com. Yeah, you're right. I don't think you have to say www.
Yeah, you don't even have to dial it in. Yeah. So anyways, visit us at waitwhatif.com. You can see basically everything we talk about, all the past episodes, 10% off, supplements and workout equipment and all that cool stuff on it. If you're
Shroom
interested,
tech.
Shroom Tech. That's right. Not the other one that you were taking. That's garbage.
Good shit.
MagTech.
Sorry about that, guys. That's good stuff too. But Shroom Tech is also very good.
waitwhatif.com/onit and you can onnit. You can see all that cool stuff. That's basically it. We'll see you next week, I guess.
Woo! Yeah.
All right. Take care.
Bye. Should I just hang up?
I'm still recording too.
Oh.
you can just hang up. This is called looking. Now it's time for news. I was going to say the tear down the fourth wall, the fifth wall. You can see how we do stuff after the show, which is really just us saying, all right, bye. All right, take care.
Love, find common ground to halt the spread of lies. And we must do it big, fat. Love, find common ground to halt the spread of lies. And any
America first. America first.
Non-fatal. We want to build a much better elite. unbelievable people, and we must do it non-fatal. Communication very much higher. America first. To lead by an end.